Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You and I both came across this article.
Yes.
We both found it at the same time, and I think that speaks to something which we can talk about. Here's the headline. You can go on the ultimate James Bond vacation for $74,000.
So, damn, that's a lot of money. But number two, because it said James Bond experience, I thought of you right away.
Yeah.
I printed this thing because sending you an email will be challenging for you to read.
For me, yeah, that's right.
So we printed this, sent, and I gave it to you, and you're like, I read this too, and it was pretty interesting. What's this about that you're so fascinated with James Bond, and why would this type of experience be something you'd be interested in?
And so listen, not that the $74,000 was attractive, but there was a bunch of options, right? So the headline caught my attention, not the money, but the ultimate James Bond vacation. Now, the ultimate one was traveling all over the place. So when I started to read the article, it spoke to a bunch of things that I really enjoy, right? I mean, I love to travel. I love the history. I love James Bond movies, right? I love the idea of martinis and all of these different things. I thought, wow, that's an incredible experience. But Faisal, it spoke to me beyond that too, right? It spoke to a purpose, right? Of what I want to do in retirement. And you and I talk about this all the time.
So let me jump in that on that point, because when we talk to clients or listeners and viewers of the show, we ask them, what do you want to do in retirement?
Right.
They talk about experiences like travel. They talk about... They talk about the activity.
I was going to say experience. The activity. That's better.
That's a better word.
Yeah.
They talk about the activity. Okay, so we're going to go and travel to Europe. Great. What are you going to do there? We're just going to go to all the different countries. Okay, now you can kind of enhance that experience and maybe have like this whole James Bond idea if you're a James Bond fan. There's so many things you can have unique experiences.
Right.
But those are still just activities. At some point, Dave, when we were chatting about this before we came back on the show, and I said, why the heck do you want to do this? And you were mentioning about the martini and the travel, and that's not the purpose that you have going forward.
Right.
Like if you were retired today, your purpose would be different. This would be the activity to fulfill the purpose.
So it'd be part of the journey, right? That would be my purpose.
And so let's paint in, and I'm going to pick on you. What's the purpose then? What are you trying to accomplish or have? Because there's a big change. You're accustomed to working every day, looking at the markets, talking to clients, you know, running your business, so on and so forth. And then now you're retired, so let's envision that. And these are now just activities you're going to do to fill up time.
Well, so, really interesting. Because I don't think of it as retirement. I think of it as my purpose, my personal purpose,
there
right? Now, there's certain things in retirement that I'll be able to pursue as part of my purpose that I can't. Well, I've got kids, aging parents, and a business to manage, right? So I think we have to be, we have to challenge people to think about what their life purpose is. And so for me, what caught my interest, I mean, obviously I'm a big James Bond fan, as you know, and it would be a neat experience, but it fits. What attracts me about the James Bond idea is this idea of being a Renaissance man, right? And I mean, I've got a connection to history and Renaissance and Italy and all these different things, and it feeds into that. And I'm personally interested in that. But one of the things that I want to do, and this isn't James Bond related, is to learn a new language. Now, you're fortunate, you know two languages. I don't. I feel I need to know at least one other language. That's part of my purpose. And so, as you know, I'm butchering Italian right now, and we're working the way through that. But the idea of purpose takes activities, right? It allows you to take specific activities and bundle them together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you bundle them, now I can create an experience,
correct?
An enhanced set of activities. And then once we take that experience and I can bundle experiences together, as long as they're consistent, they have some form of strategy, I'm not sure that's the right word to it, then we have this sense of purpose that we're fulfilling.
Correct.
Right? And so travel for me isn't about going to see Italy. It's going to experience the culture, the food, the language, right? The history, all of these different things. And I think we sell ourselves short, or many people sell themselves short as they move into this period of retirement, by trying to fill it with just plain old activity.
Correct. Because in our industry, we ask, what are you going to do in retirement? We don't ask, what's your purpose? And so that kind of just drives a different way. Because what a lot of people in our industry are doing when they ask that question, what are you going to do in retirement? I'm going to travel. They're mentally calculating what's it going to cost.
Right.
That's
the activity to
travel. For the activity to happen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right? In this case, for James Bond, $74,000. We got to put that in your retirement plan.
Right.
And it's very, very, you know, structured in that perspective. And I get that. We need to do that for sure. But it goes bigger than that. You'll notice that the people that are the ones that have purpose behind what they do are more at peace with what happens in their retirement. The people who are not, don't have something that they have a purpose behind, have more volatility in their life.
Right.
And react and have concerns about things that are well beyond their control.
Right.
And it doesn't make it a very fun part of their journey.
Well, so we know people, we're not going to share any names here, but we know lots of people that are filling time with activity.
Correct. Right?
And
travel
and,
being one of them.
Yeah, travel's a big one, right?
I just want to travel here, I want to travel there. It's like a bucket list. I want to, you know, knock off, like, I saw Italy, I went to France,
right,
gone to South America, whatever. Like, you're just knocking them off the list.
Right.
And at some point, you're going to go, I've seen everything.
Right. I've got all the pins on the map that I can possibly get.
Now what?
Yeah.
Go back to purpose.
Right. What was the purpose of that travel in your life? In fact, don't wait till you're done. Ask that question up front.
Correct.
Right. And then work backwards from that purpose.
Are your experiences leading to the purpose?
Right. Exactly. And what activities do I need to bundle together to get those experiences? What experiences do I need to bundle to get to that purpose, right? So it's all the things that we talk about, whether it's business planning, financial planning, investment planning, it's all the same
thing. This is the hardest part that my friends have with me. Because we are now at that age where we start, you know, visioning what retirement could look like,
yeah,
right? And so, hey, Faisal, what are you going to do in retirement? I'm going to help people. What do you mean? My entire life has been revolving around me helping people get to a certain destination in their financial situation,
right,
in their business situation. I want to give them a good experience so they can actually achieve something.
Right.
That's what I want to do. That's my purpose.
Right.
And they're like, what the heck does that mean in retirement?
Mm-hmm.
I go, it means everything. I can do whatever I want as long as I'm achieving that.
Right.
I could travel. I'm a big sports fan.
Yep.
I could travel and go into sports travel, as long as I'm helping people along the way, that actually meets my purpose.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it gives me some fun activity and experiences to have along the way.
Yeah.
I think this is the challenge that people don't people have with their when they're in retirement, is they are focused on activity, not on the purpose, so they don't know what's driving it.
Right, right. Yeah, and that can be a hollow experience, right? And so
Completely.
We challenge everybody to think through it, and it's not easy, right? It's not easy. We used to run always have a speaker come in that I remember very fondly talk about other-directed versus self-directed in retirement. And his contention was there's only 10% of people that are self-directed. Other-directed means other people's activities or desires to do activities, you'll get dragged into those things.
Yeah.
And that's even less fulfilling.
Correct.
Right? You'll fill your time, don't get me wrong, but less fulfilling
yeah.
from a purpose perspective because it's not connected to you.
Correct. And so we have a program that we put clients through that actually goes through activities, then into experiences, then into purpose. These 31 things to do in retirement actually gets you, and using our process, I think that's a key thing. That's something that people need to look at. Now, most people want to make sure they've got some sort of foundation set up, then they can explore purpose,
yep. Yep.
or will be told explained to go into purpose after that. That foundation will come at our upcoming seminar
that's right.
on how to protect, grow, bulletproof that retirement so you can have this journey you want on Tuesday, April 25th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. You're on QR Calgary. Faisal and I will chat with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.